I know, amen, that it's difficult. But God still expects us to live for Him, amen. But put Him first in our life, because that's where our blessings come from. And sad to say again, boys and girls, moms and dad, preacher being honest with us this morning, you have to answer that question, is He first? Is the Lord first in your life? Is that relationship that we so need, is it first? These Christians here, the Bible says they first gave themselves. They had a gift to give, but they first gave themselves. Do you know what the devil has told us today? He's a liar, man. You know what he told us? Just give your gift. Oh, just give. Don't worry about giving yourself. That's what he tells us. Oh, just give your gift. Don't worry about giving yourself. Oh, just go work for the church and go drive the bus for the church and go serve the church. But don't give yourself. That's what the devil wants us to do. And many people are doing that. Can you hear me this morning? Can you hear what I'm saying this morning? Come on, talk to me. Can you hear what I'm saying? The devil says, yeah, just give your offering. You know what that offering is for those that will give that offering and not give themselves? You know what it is? It's an abomination to the Lord. I can show you in the Word of God. I don't have time to, but it is. What are you saying, preacher? That God has already taught us in the Word of God that His people, He demanded them to give to Him. They brought to Him, but their hearts was not in it. They brought the abomination things to Him. They was going through all the motions, but they weren't right with God. And I venture to say that, Christian friend, this morning, some of us, and I'm not here trying to preach against you, but I'm trying, man, if I can wake somebody today, amen, to righteousness, then we've done the service. I believe we've done what God wanted us to do. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not a knowledge of God. If we can just get that this morning. So we see here, we're to seek ye first the kingdom of God. I want you to go to another place with me, and we'll see. I think we'll see the same pattern again. Let's go to the book of Old Testament, Haggai. Turn to Haggai with me just for a moment. In the book of Haggai, Old Testament there, one of the minor prophets, Haggai. If it seems that it's not working for you, you know, you get 10 steps forward or 5 steps forward and God's going to knock you back 5. He may have a Haggai problem. Okay? You're making the money, but seem like you're just going out on the other side, going out the hole at the bottom. I submit you may have a Haggai problem. Haggai chapter 1 verse 7. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. That's what the preacher's trying to get us to do. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Ye look for much, and lo, it comes to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of mine house that is waste. And ye run every man into his own house. Therefore the heavens over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I call for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon the labor of the hands. You see here, God seemed to say to His people, consider your ways. Can you see that you go 5 steps forward and get knocked back 3 because you need to consider your ways? He says something's not right here. Now God, again, we find this is one of the post-prophets where the people that have came out of captivity went back home, and what they're to do is to build the house of God. And what they've done, they've built their own houses, like some of us this morning. We built our own houses. They look great, amen. But we come to the house of God and it just looks like it looks, because why? Effort has not been put in God's house, but it's been put into my home. It's been put into the things of my hobbies, amen. We're investing more in our hobbies than we're investing in God. And God says, consider your ways. Christian, this is the message of God. This is not my message. I'm just the mailman of it, trying to deliver it. But should not we consider our ways? Should not we consider where we are in our Christian life? But seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then he said, then all of these things should be added unto you. God said, I'll give them to you, but find me first. Put me first in your life. Follow me first. He said, and I'll give you these things. And in Haggai day, these people were to build the house of God, and they didn't do it. Look at verse number 6. You've sown much, you bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is no warmth. And he that earneth wages to put into a bag with a hole in it. Can you see now that 5 step forward and 3 step back? Or the 2? Can you see it now? Why was it like that, preacher? Because God said, you've not done what I've asked you to do. My house, he said, a waste. Look at verse 4. Is it time for you, O ye dwell in your sealed houses, and the house lie waste? Preacher, how is the house lying waste? Glad you asked me that. Sunday school teachers, soul winners, choir members, church cleanup, church attendance. God's house is waste, amen. There will be one place, amen, that we could come and God is glorified, amen. That he get all the glory and all the honor. God's house, the local church, God's people assembling together, amen. I still say it's the one place where we can find help, amen. It's like a refuge place, amen. That people can come and find help and find love in the house of God. Commitment is what we're talking about. Well, I got to run on, man. I'm getting caught up in some things here. Look with me at Malachi. Look at Malachi chapter 3. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Malachi chapter 3. Notice verse number 10. Now, I still believe this is true, amen. And I believe it's not abominable. I believe this morning, as I said, that God just don't want your money. By the way, he owns it anyway. He owns your money. You're just supposed to be a good steward of it. You just don't know it. But he just give it to you. But it's really his. And here in Malachi, they are taught to store in the storehouse of God. Verse number 7. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinance and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye saith, wherein have we returned? Shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yea, ye've robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? He says, in tithes and offering. We are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even the whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse, that there may be meat in that house, and prove me therewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room.